After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Yay! Basketball. We love that basketball.
Hey. Work it.
They're dancing over there. Hey guys, we are back doing another Basketball Wives After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. It is season 5, episode 5 of the original cast members of Basketball Wives. I am your host, Rebecca Prince, along with my very lovely co-host, Spicy Mari.
What's up, guys? I will be keeping it sizzling in here, but nobody is going to be hotter on today's episode of AfterBuzz TV, Basketball Wives, than the beautiful and talented video vixen, Mitzi Ramo. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
You guys probably recognize Mitzi from one of the multiple millions of videos that she's been in, whether it be 2 Chainz or Big Sean or Chris Brown.
The Game.
The list goes on.
Rick Ross. Kurt Cobain.
Those are just a couple, you know, just a few little, you know, celebrities that she's worked with. But Mitzi watched AfterBuzz with us today for Basketball Wives, so she's going to give us her input and talk about the show with us.
I'll try.
And even though it seems like she might be better suited for Love and Hip Hop ATL or New York, she's a big Basketball Wives fan, so
I got casted for Love and Hip Hop LA.
Oh.
So I'm still like thinking about it. I don't know.
You better do it, girl. I love that show almost as much as Basketball Wives.
Right. This is a reality host to the extraordinary reality host over here. She knows everything.
Hey. I like reality TV, and so do our viewers. What can we say? So as we said, this is episode 5 of the Basketball Wives season 5 series. I have been gone the last couple of weeks, but I've still been watching. There's been a lot going on. You know, little cross comments and whatnot. And of course, we see the lady still working on their past issues. We start off with Evelyn sort of thanking Chad for all the lessons he's taught her, followed by 2 middle fingers. So I don't know how genuine that thank you was. And then, of course, you have Tammy, who is in therapy trying to figure out what her triggers are and why she's still so crazy. So are you surprised to see either one of these ladies still 5 episodes into the season, you know, talking about this stuff still?
What do you mean, talking about the bullying or talking about their personal issues?
Not the bullying, but their personal, you know, Evelyn's still dealing with the Chad stuff, and it seems that she can't escape it, whether it's her friends making, you know, little sly comments here and there, and Tammy also, you know, having a trigger with this Shawnee conversation and, you know, planting a bad seed. So should these ladies kind of, you know, how many episodes are we going to have this storyline loop through, or is it time to move on, ladies, and find something else to talk about?
So I have mentioned before that I think that Basketball Wives this season is painting it around a huge controversial issue, which is the battery that Evelyn and Ocho experienced. I don't think that that can ever get old, only because the sympathy, the emotion, the different levels and roller coaster that we get to see Evelyn go through with her family and friends. So I do think that although it's dragging on, it's not negative. If anything, we're starting to see like her weakness, then her growth, now her confidence coming back. So there's levels to this ish.
Yeah.
As far as Tammy is concerned,
I'm about to do this.
Literally.
As far as Tammy is concerned, womp, womp, womp. That's very trivial. This who said, she said, It could either go really good or really bad. That's nothing in comparison to what Evelyn has going on in her personal life.
Which did go really bad, so I guess we gotta give it to
her. Yeah, like, come on now, that is like a mainstream, like, topic everybody in America is talking about. Nobody cares whether Shani said it could go really good or really bad into episode 5. Tammy's still holding on to that.
Well, were you guys surprised to see Evelyn sort of, I thought it was interesting, you know, she went to meet up with Shanice. Obviously, last week there was that whole big fiasco, not fiasco, but the incident where her and Chad were, like, spotted holding hands at a dinner, and everyone kind of thought they were reconciling, but they weren't. It was, you know, whatever, paparazzi shot, Twitter shot. But it was almost like she was asking her daughter for permission. Not permission, but, like, I know she wanted to see if she was concerned, but I think it was interesting because it also, it really seems like, I think that maybe if Evelyn didn't have Shanice, that she would get back with Chad. I think she's really concerned about setting a good example for her daughter, which I like, and clearly Shanice didn't like Chad.
But I think low-key they'll still...
Do you?
Smashing.
Oh, gosh. What? You think they're still they're still getting it in?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
damn.
Man. Women are like that, you know?
That's true.
I'm on the same kind of predicament right now.
Oh.
I'm
not saying Yeah, Mitzi's experienced, like, some personal issues in her love life, too, where it's like...
So he's a secret, you know?
It's off and on type of thing. But that is something that's relatable. And so you think that...
I just think it's interesting. Her daughter's obviously, I mean, you know, Evelyn had her daughter young. They're obviously very close.
They're homegirls.
It's almost like, yeah, she's like seeking her approval and making sure, like, I didn't want to worry you by seeing this photo. But you can really tell that Shanice is not, like, she's over Chad.
Oh, she didn't like him to begin with.
Yeah, and she wouldn't even call him Chad. She would only call him Ocho Cinco. So, you know,
wow.
She was just like,
So let me ask you guys this. Do you think that if her daughter and all of the Basketball Wives were like, yes, yes, be back with him, and her mom and family and everybody approved it, you think that Evelyn would go back with Ocho?
I do. I mean, you know, she was saying, you know, she's been saying every show, and we've seen in her struggling that she, whether it was right or wrong or whether it was an ideal situation or not, she's, you know, she loved him. She got married because she loved him, and she thought they were going to spend their lives together, and it didn't end up like that. So I think, yeah, maybe if people were more supportive and she wasn't worried about setting an example or, you know, whatever, I think there's a possibility that they could be back together. I don't know. I mean, who knows? Whoever really knows, but...
Do you guys think that Evelyn really, at this point, all these tears that we've seen, all this drama that she's been through, do you think that she really does have a love for Ocho?
Yeah. 100%.
Mitzi?
No.
She was in it for the title?
Yeah.
Dang. That's what
they kind of like, you know, use each other, which is cool, you know.
That's what most of America is thinking. But I feel like Evelyn...
Because I know Ocho Cinco personally. I don't know Evelyn, but I know Chad personally. And he's kind of wild, you know. I like him, though.
So Evelyn, in other words, knew what she was getting into.
Yeah, she knows.
Knew that it was going to be drumful, that there was going to be cheating... And
I don't know why, because they'd be doing threesomes, so I don't know why.
That is an AfterBuzz exclusive.
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
So in other words, she doesn't have the right to trip, or she shouldn't have been tripping off of finding the condoms, because they have a pretty open
relationship. Well, she should trip,
but so this is the other question then. If they have this. I don't even know if you call it alternative lifestyle, but, you know, if they're in a committed relationship with each other, they're bringing a third parties in, whatever.
You have no reason to cheat.
Exactly.
That's true. Right. But
so then when it goes from that's what they're doing and they're dating and they're courting each other to then they're getting married, like, so does that stop that kind of stuff? Or I don't know. Like, how's that work?
Yeah. Not with Chad.
So, in other words, she should have known that what she was getting into, but once you put a ring on it, definitely, that doesn't stop the fun that you had before. You know, I think that, I don't know, maybe she thought that it was too soon. She kept saying that. She was like, it's only been a month in that we've been married. It's only been a month in. Like, at least show me a little bit of respect. And I don't think that it was so much about, like, the rules. I think for her, it was more about, like, a pride, ego kind of respect type of thing. If he had waited 6 months, well, then, you know, she wouldn't have been tripping about that condom wrapper.
I don't know. I guess it puts it in perspective, or then it just, you know, the question comes up is what, you know, if that's what you allow in the beginning, is that what you should?
It's going to be hard to just, okay, we need to stop this. No, you already opened that door.
Yeah.
So
very true.
It wasn't a condom
Pandora's
wrapper,
box.
Right? It was a condom receipt, or was it a wrapper too?
Receipt.
Just a receipt. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she finds the condom receipt. 6 months from now, it would be okay. But... because it's so beginning early on. And see, I have this.
Or I don't know. Did her expectations change? You know, people.
I'm pretty sure because when you get married, it's kind of like you expect a lot of things from your husband. Mm. You know,
you think they're going to step up, babies,
right? And they got married for the show, so it got canceled.
Dang, I bet you she's looking back now, though, wishing that she hadn't made it public. Like, dang, why did it have to go public? Because then she'd still have the show. She would still have the husband that she, you know, wants or whatever. And because I think a part of her really does care about him. I think that some of it was for show and opportunity and career building. But I think a little bit, us women sometimes wind up catching feelings when we get involved and intimate with someone.
Right.
I agree. I don't think women can have... necessarily. I don't know. That's a whole nother topic of conversation.
Anyway, sex comes with love.
Keeping it back to Basketball Wives. Evelyn wasn't the only one who, you know, we talked about Tammy and her therapy session and working on herself, but obviously we saw the return of the Tammy at the end of the episode.
She's still crazy.
But before we got there, we saw some of the other ladies and what they were actually working on outside projects. Of course, the ladies were going back to New York for Tasha's Weave Bar opening, which I still think is a genius idea, even though the place looked crazy and like it was never going to come together. And then you had Shawnee, who was also going to New York to produce a stage play, also about Basketball Wives. Clearly, she's sticking with this topic, and she's going to run with it wherever she can. We also saw that she brought her boyfriend in for an audition.
Huge.
We're starting to see more of him little by little, and it's interesting. You said you know Shawnee's boyfriend, Marlon.
Yeah, I know. He's a good friend of mine.
So what do you think of his audition? I mean, do you think that clearly the only reason he would have gotten that audition is because of his girl, or does
and
he have
he's
to act?
Fine, so.
He, you know what? I didn't realize how attractive Marlon was until this episode. This episode, I was kind of like, you know what? Okay, Shawnee, I see you. I see you, girl. But I mean, as far as his performance is concerned, he definitely, in my personal opinion, I don't know, Mitzi.
It was okay.
It was better than what I thought it was going to be, because I completely thought it was going to flop. Was it better than the person who went up before him?
No. Which I felt,
I
guess he didn't see that guy perform, but I don't know. She said he's a model actor, so which one is he? And clearly.
Definitely a model.
Yeah. I was going to say, judging by that performance, I think we're going a little more on the look side and maybe not so much on the talent
side. For him to have the opportunity to get in front of J.D. Lawrence, who is a huge stage player, like his name alone, like he doesn't like to be compared to Tyler Perry, but he is.
Bigger?
He's right underneath Tyler Perry. He's doing the same thing that Tyler Perry is doing with these, you know, over the top, eccentric, black plays that are very dramatic. And so they're tailored toward the black community, but he's huge as far as a writer and stage play is concerned. So that's a huge person for him to get in front of, especially, here in LA, just being a actor / model. Shawnee definitely pulled those strings for him.
Yeah.
That right there is ladder climbing right there.
I think it's funny though, because she said that, who was the playwright's name?
J.D. Lawrence.
J.D. Lawrence, that he also wrote a part for her in the play, but we didn't see her get up there on audition.
Now, I know Shawnee's not going to be able to act. That's one thing I don't believe that she's going to be able to act.
You know, I mean, Glory's trying to do it.
That's true. If, you know what? The thing is I will respect it if you take the time to get a little bit of training and you're not just doing it just so that you can say, hey, I'm an actress. Hey, I'm a model. Because I'm sorry. I've recorded myself. I've shot photos. And just because I took a photo with my iPhone doesn't make me a model. Just because I recorded a YouTube video doesn't make me an actress. Like, you need to
everybody
take the
craft. Everybody on Instagram's a model.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. You got 2,000 followers on Instagram. You are not a model. But I think that when you take it seriously and you train and you perfect the craft, okay, then I will take you seriously. So Gloria's actually she's training. She's booked gigs. She had a web series around her. Shawnee, I haven't seen you in anything yet, but I'm sure, you know, just like how kind of like Lala's, you know, acting, she's trying to cross over. I'm sure, you know, Shawnee's going to try to do the same thing. But I just want her to get training first.
Lala, I was in Toronto last week covering the film festival, and she was actually there with one of her films. So clearly she's making the right moves in terms of the acting direction. So maybe Shawnee can call her for some tips if she needs them.
Yeah, I mean, that's one Basketball Wife in particular who has definitely, you know, she already had a career popping as a host. You know, shout out to all the hosts.
Right.
But then she married... you know, into opportunity as well for, you know, it presented exposure to her. And now she's, you know, managing her own career and she's producing and films and everything. So, yeah. I mean, she's a basketball wife that's doing it right.
She is. Now let's talk about a basketball wife doing it wrong. Ooh. Why was Tasha letting that weave bar just slip away? That's a genius idea.
Amazing
genius
idea.
If anyone, any female in the country knows about dry bar, it's a blow dry bar. They're busy all the time. Why not a weave bar? I think it's a genius idea. But she's like, she doesn't seem like she really cares about it. So it makes you wonder how involved with this project she really is, or is this just something that they're kind of giving her for the show as a storyline? I don't know. I can't figure it out. She seems like such a perfectionist. She's talked about her OCD, mm-hmm. but then she's just kind of like, oh, the generator stopped working and this isn't done. Okay.
So I'm friends with Mulberry's brother. I do know him, and he is very close with his sister-in-law, mm-hmm. and he said this is 100% legitimate, that it's a real weave bar. This is a family business that, you know, she decided to open. And of course, like many of the basketball wives, it's my personal opinion that she's using the show as a platform in mm-hmm. order to promote her business. So it really is a business that she has going on. And, you know, much like the rest of the basketball wives, whether it be a nail polish line or, mm-hmm. you know, she's doing something with it. I don't appreciate the fact that she's not on her P's and Q's given this opportunity and making sure that it's popping.
Yeah, she wasn't on her P's and Q's about making sure the weave bar got set up, but she definitely had time to throw some shade at Evelyn. I mean, what did you guys think of that comment when she was talking to Shawnee and basically said the woman that she was dealing with for the weave bar, she wanted to headbutt her? I mean, I don't ever talk about headbutting. Maybe slapping somebody, right. Cutting somebody. Not like I would do either of those, but
this,
you know.
Crazy one over here.
Well, because it's in the song, you know, they have that already.
Wait, in what song?
Ocho Cinco.
Oh, yeah.
So what does it say in the Ocho Cinco song?
Ocho Cinco. Tell them girls give me head. Like, headbutt.
Right. Okay. So that's the headbutt is like getting hit. Okay, so you guys at home, that's sexual innuendo that is referring to Evelyn and Ocho Cinco about headbutting. So,
right.
So
it's Tasha, like a metaphor.
It's a metaphor. Okay, I get that. So Tasha made a joke about that, which...
Yeah, but Tasha was referring to violence against the woman from the weave bar. I just thought it... I don't know. I think maybe I guess that was her passive aggressive way of sort of taking a dig at Evelyn, because she does, which we saw towards the end of the episode, have a little bit of pent up frustration about Evelyn putting her business in her book. That's how I kind of took it.
So I feel like the comment about the headbutting is a running joke that's kind of like the new slang, yeah. I don't
like
necessarily
twerking.
Think, yeah, like twerking. Okay, yes. Twerk something for me. Like that's the new popping, you know, slang, Ebonics or whatever, urban talk. But I think that yes, urban talk.
Like I would know.
I'm guilty of it sometimes. But I do think that it was not directly towards Evelyn. I do think that she considers Evelyn a real friend. But I think that she is making very light and playful jokes with the headbutting thing, which is insensitive.
Because this was the second comment she made, as we saw the first time her and Susie were talking when they were talking about Evelyn dating, uh-huh. and then she made that joke about her wearing a helmet. So,
which was completely inappropriate,
yeah.
then as well.
So to me, if you do the same thing and we're friends and you know that happened to me, I would not expect from Spicy to say it, you know, because
yeah.
it's like making fun of what I went through.
Exactly.
Correct.
It's wrong.
I agree.
Regardless, you know.
I just think it's...
But now, but if we don't know each other, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Joke
yeah,
around.
Yeah, that's true.
But to somebody coming from a friend, it's kind of foul.
Yeah, especially I just think it's a little bit, I think it's very passive aggressive of her to do so. And maybe the ladies were right. Maybe she's a little uptight and she does need to go to the sex shop and get a birthday present.
Well, one thing that I noticed during this episode that I commented on to you guys is that Tasha is very poised. She is, I wouldn't say that she's stuck up. I would say that she's very, bougie would be a good way to describe her, but bougie has such a negative comment. I would say classy, even though I don't know her personal history. I do know when she's on camera, she is great posture, great hair. She's always on point. I have yet to see her hair or makeup or outfit not done. Where all of them,
money
I've
does
seen,
that to you.
I've seen, you know what I'm saying? She has the right amount, because I've seen all of them at one point looking busted on the show. But you know, you can't always look like that in every single moment. But Tasha does, so far from what I've seen. And I think that she was a little. I think that she had every right to be offended by Evelyn putting her in the book.
But
I don't think that validates her being able to talk mess about her friend and a traumatic experience that she went through. But she brought up a good point saying, I could get turned up. I could take it personal. I could get mad and question, you know, your hood for me and our friendship. But I chose to be the bigger person and not to because I know where your heart is. Evelyn needs to be able to do the same thing.
I agree. But I also know where Evelyn was coming from. I think, you know, there's a time period like with the condom receipt, you know, it's a little too soon. It's in bad taste. So she's got to, you know, since everyone wants to get so upset about things and, you know, get set off on little tangents, I think if anyone has a right to be, Evelyn has a right to be a little annoyed and kind of take a step away.
How many months has it been since the accident, since the incident of the headbutting?
I honestly don't know.
Like a year?
It's been a year, right? It's been a year since it came out publicly that there was an affair with the chef. I remember when I was driving and when I heard the news about the chef. So regardless, that's still a traumatic experience to go through, your husband cheating on you and it tearing your family apart with someone so close and personal inside your home. True. That's the same thing. Evelyn wasn't thinking, oh, you know what? She's probably still going through it right now. Let me make sure that I don't, you know, put her business on blast or talk about it on Basketball Wives. No, both they're throwing information out there, you know, to the public equally.
I guess it's one of those interesting friendships. Comes with strings attached. I don't know. But you're all about the spicy life, Mari. So what do you think when the ladies hit the sex shop for birthday gifts? Is that a good route to go for new friends?
Oh, you know? I love it. I'm going to get Mitzi a sex toy for her birthday.
I need one, too. I need a rabbit.
A rabbit or a dragon, right? Those are two. You can, you guys. Those at home, spicy tip, get yourself a dragon, especially for those cold and lonely nights.
Yeah.
Some of those toys looked rather intimidating.
You know what? The one with the diamonds, I don't know how I feel about something bedazzled going inside of me.
Yeah,
but
those might get stuck in there, you know.
But I don't know if that was that supposed to go inside or was that just like...
Oh, no, there was a head on that one.
Yeah, I know, but that's
no,
what
that's supposed to...
That was just like a little vibrating pulser. I think that, you know, they said they needed something like first base to kind of ease her into it. Like, they weren't going straight for... the rabbit or the dragon or
So the rabbit and the dragon are actually better than the dildo. What they got her was a dildo. They got her actually one that has a head. And that is if you want to insert it inside of you. Mm-hmm. But they should have, but what they were implying that they were going to get in the beginning was just a vibrator, which it has two ears on the dragon and a rabbit that tingles the clitoris. And so that is something that you weed some, you know, you kind of just like
spicy
slowly
tip.
Enter, you know, your friend into when you get them a sex toy. You don't just buy them something they shove up inside of them. And that's what they wound up going with because it had the diamonds.
I thought that was just a nice diamond handle and there was a vibrating part at the top that she could
use.
If you
look at the there's a head on there. It does vibrate.
So the
though.
Diamonds is going to go inside of you too?
That's the handle, but the head of the vibrator that they got her is going to be inserted inside. That was actual head. So the diamonds is where you hold your hand and the actual white top was the head.
Okay.
And so they should have just got her a little bullet or a little rabbit with ears.
What about those what about those strap-on panties?
Oh my gosh, that's too much, and I definitely think that Tasha is going to be offended by it because, you know, I think that these are new friends to her. And I think that it's a cute idea for someone that you have a relationship with that you feel comfortable talking about your sex life with. Mm-hmm. Hey, girl, you know, I don't know, you know, these positions that he likes. What should I do? But Susie and you guys are just meeting Tasha. She doesn't even feel comfortable talking about, you know, her personal life and her husband with you, let alone what she needs in the bedroom. So I think it was okay for Evelyn, but not the rest of the girls to be in on something like that. And the way that they're going to present it to her is going to be with, hey, you're uptight type of intro, as opposed to, hey, I really care about your happiness in the sheets.
Yeah. Well, maybe... maybe that toy will loosen her up a little bit.
She is a little.
Literally. Well, so let's talk about, basically the meat of the show, which always ends up being the last 10 minutes of the show. All the ladies get together in New York for dinner, and I don't know if it's to clear the air because they genuinely want to spend time with each other, but, of course, all the issues get thrown out on the table, and it definitely... doesn't go as expected, or maybe it does go as all of our fans who have been watching for 5 seasons, this is what we have come to expect, which is, you know, a bitch gets dropped, a hand gets put in the face, and Tammy starts going crazy. So, were you guys surprised to see Tammy's old ways sort of rev up, especially since she's been talking about how much she doesn't want to go back to that point, or was it just was it even deserved? I mean, you know, I don't know. It kind of seemed, it all seems ridiculous to me. I mean, it's like one conversation that just won't stop.
Well, what do you got? Why? I don't understand why Evelyn said the bitch part. Is it because,
like,
why? Why did she go bitch? Like,
no, like, bitch, like, bitch, shut up.
Like, playing around, yeah, type of thing?
No, like, bitch.
I think she's whatever. I personally think that Shawnee and Evelyn are over Tammy being, you know, so upset about this, you know, this comment that was made when it really wasn't anything malicious. It was, you know, if I have two friends who are similar who I don't think mm-hmm. might get along, I'll probably tell both of them that.
You would, like, forewarn them.
I'm going to say so-and-so is going to be here, and, you know, if you guys want to make it work and be nice, cool, but, you know, you also just don't take it all the way left. You know, I get it. You know, it's a heads up. Because what if you bring someone new into a situation and then Tammy does just go crazy and they're like, why didn't you warn me that this person's crazy? Then I'd be mad because I didn't get warned. Mm-hmm. A heads up. But I don't understand. I think she thinks everyone's trying to hold her in her past, but really the only person that is doing so is herself.
Great, great, great point. That's the best point you said all night. She's doing that to herself.
Yeah.
And you know what? In regards to the bitch comment, it wasn't even that comment that set Tammy off. It was the hand. And they forewarned us when she was in her therapy session that
she does the same thing.
You can't put your hands up or something like that. Because what does that mean? You're getting too turned up? Like
Evelyn said, bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch. You do the same
but
thing.
But she did like this with her hand. Like, you know, talk
Tammy's
to the hand.
So hypocritical, and she acknowledges it because she says, I talk with my hands, but I don't like a lot of this in my face. Well, you can't do things one way and expect people to respond to you differently.
Right.
Like,
so why do you do it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't like that, so why do you do it?
If you know that offends, you know, if that offends you, then it probably offends somebody else. So
correct.
I don't know. I just think it's crazy. But I did kind of like that Shawnee read her rights at the table because it was necessary. There was a lot of, there's no seed to be sown. And
I thought that was good.
I liked
it. Shawnee, get it. I keep saying she's making more of a presence on this season. And I appreciate it because now I'm starting to get a feel of her. And there's more to Shawnee than I thought. She has more personality than I thought she did.
Yeah, she does. I don't know. It's interesting, though. I think it's going to get crazy. I think it's going to get really bad really quick.
Really? Well, did you see the way that Tasha popped up and got out of her seat? Like, oh, something's about to pop off right here. Like, Tasha moved out the way when Tammy started getting turned up.
Can we also talk about why Tammy had a tank top on underneath her blazer with her skirt that said hashtag Team Tammy? Like, come on. Who's wearing hashtag Team Tammy t-shirts?
Who's her stylist?
Wait, we did say that.
I don't know.
And I'm going to be open and vocal with this because I did mention it. Tammy is not the best dressed on the show.
No.
In addition to, you know, she's opening up a weave line. Her hair should always, always, always be on point. And you should never let your daughter come on camera as a representation, the fruit of your loin. You should never let her come on camera not representing you 100%. And she did not represent her mother 100% if her mother owns a freaking weave line.
I agree. I always think Tammy's hair looks nice, though.
Tammy's looks nicely, like, freshly curled.
I think
curled,
she's pretty.
But her daughter's did not.
Her daughter's looked a little rough.
You don't see Evelyn letting her daughter come up on the show like that.
Well, I don't know. I think Shanice is gorgeous. Not saying Tammy's daughter isn't. She looks just like her. But she's never, I don't know, both of Tammy's girls, every time they've ever been on the show, they kind of seem awkward a little bit. You know, I don't know what it is.
It looks like their mom's putting them on the spot, kind of. Like, oh, we have to be here.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, obviously Tammy seems like a good mom. I don't know the relationship she has with her kids. She's obviously very close with them. But it always does just seem a little bit, it seems a little awkward. And I don't know, maybe they live with their dad most of the time, so their dad wasn't pressed on having their hair done. I don't know.
Her daughter's name is Shanice, right?
That's
Sean. That's Evelyn's daughter?
That's Evelyn's daughter.
And Lyric is Tammy's daughter. I think that both of them need to tell their moms, like, hey, deuces, we're out. We're going to spend some quality time because y'all are too much drama. And go purchase and download Adventures of Serial Buddies. So, y'all, Serial Buddies is a film that has been produced by AfterBuzz TV. The executive producers, Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, and Phil Svitek. And it is a dope flick. It's great for any girls getting together, date night, whatever it is you want, because the film is a, like, Dumb and Dumber meets Dexter. It's really funny, got a lot of great satire and very snarky in there, and y'all would love it. So you guys should definitely support us here at AfterBuzz, because we don't ask for much. Our show, we air it for you for free. You get to tune in live. All you have to do is just download this film, and for under $5, you got yourself a flick, a date night, get some popcorn, and it keeps the lights on here for us here at AfterBuzz TV, because we're able to bring you these great shows.
And there are a lot of lights, so.
A lot of lights, but lighting is good. Lighting is everything.
It is everything. So is there anything else you guys want to talk about, I mean, about the episode specifically, or it looks like stuff really starts getting intense next week based on the preview. There's a lot of dildo talk about pulling it out of, putting it in and pulling it out of certain orifices that I think is going to be interesting. We're going to see Kenya making a comeback.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. You have the inside tip on that.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've heard, Kenya comes back with a vengeance, and Susie is not, Susie had a broken jaw already, and it might just come back that way.
Yikes.
I don't know.
Well, I do want to touch on that. Did you see how mad Evelyn got when she found out that Susie was laughing? You know, and I don't think that Tammy intentionally was, I mean, I don't think that Tasha was intentionally throwing Susie under the bus, but I think that she was just coming clean, like, hey, y'all hoes be talking about what each other says. Let me just tell you before Susie does, I said X, Y, and Z. And, you know, she didn't have to say that Susie laughed about it. She didn't have to say that. That was a little, like, uppercut, right hook. But, she did, you know, make that comment. And Evelyn looked like she was really upset because Susie has been the one in her ear talking about, you know, battery and the abuse that she experienced and not going back to Ocho.
Yep.
I mean, in Susie's defense, though, a couple weeks ago when that comment happened, she laughed in the limo, but you could tell it was, one, an uncomfortable laugh, and two, she said it in the confessional, she didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, and it's true, you know, this is supposed to be Evelyn's friend who we're all meeting on the show, and then she's the one making these sort of backward comments. And, you know, like I said, I think it's Tasha being passive-aggressive. She obviously has issues with Evelyn for putting her business out there, and this is her way of making those little snipes. But, on the other hand, five seasons, Susie's always caught in the middle of some crap. So maybe she just should either only hang out with everybody all at once, or I don't know. I just think, like, she's always in the middle, and she always kind of does help stir the pot no matter what it is, whether it's laughing or just kind of being there as, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, she could have stuck up for Evelyn in the car, I mean, and said, hey, Tasha, too soon.
But Shawnee didn't have to do some of the stuff that she didn't have to go and tell Evelyn the...
But that's her friend.
...the head button comment.
I will tell.
So Shawnee's,
if somebody
not,
was making fun of you, I will tell you.
Right, but...
Because that's your friend.
But did she defend her in that moment, though? Did she say, oh, that is completely inappropriate?
She
you
said
should
no.
not be making jokes?
She said no. She said, no, you didn't. And granted, it was referencing the lady setting up her place and it not being done, but Shawnee said no, you didn't say that, and she gave her a look like, come on, you know better.
Like
maybe
stop.
It didn't air, but I need to see more, because if it was inappropriate, as vocal as Shawnee's been, she should have busted her out and said, you know what, that's not cool.
My favorite though is, I love how at the dinner when it's like all the tea is being spilled and Shawnee's just sitting there like laughing behind her hair, covering her mouth, like, I don't know what's that gonna do. But,
well, Tammy was laughing too.
She's taking it in.
Tammy was laughing. She liked when the attention was taken off of her and then on to Tasha and Evelyn. She's like, oh yes, not my turn right now.
I don't know. I think, you know, we're five episodes in, and I think it's only going to get better as we go on. But, you know, we could do our predictions for next week. And then I know you have some projects coming up that you want to talk about.
Well, I'm about to shoot for a Black Men.
Wait, well, let's do our
magazine.
Predictions first.
Okay.
Well, we predict that she'll be in Black Men's Magazine.
I'm about to shoot it, actually. And Lowrider Magazine.
Okay.
And hosting a few parties in Orlando and Jacksonville.
Are you from Florida?
No.
Oh, all right.
This is hosting.
Well, Mitzi, what do you think is going to happen on next week's episode? Like, what do you see in the future for Basketball Wives?
Tammy's whooping somebody's ass. I can see it.
Oh, you think she's going to fight?
Yeah.
I think it's going to get heated. I definitely think it's going to get heated. I don't know if any of the ladies, I don't know if Tammy or Evelyn will actually get physical because of everything that's happened last season. But I know Kenya comes back, and I know Kenya has no hesitations about bringing the physicality. And I don't know if we'll see it next episode, but I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Wow.
That's the show. That's make the show.
Yeah, the fighting part.
And to be perfectly honest, now I'm going to feel bad saying this because I know Susie's gotten her ass beat for real by a man, but Susie kind of needs to get a little slap upside the head.
What? No, I don't think this should be.
I don't know, but she's kind of fake to me. I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, I don't
it's
know
because,
her, but.
Yeah, it's because
me neither.
She hops from person to person and talking behind people's back. But, you know, that's Susie. We already knew that. So why are you going to tell her any of your business? Why spend time with her? So, you know, they know what they're doing by hanging out with her. But I think that Tammy and Evelyn are going to fall out again. I think we're going to see a fallout between these two friends. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. If there's another season, we'll see them get back together or angry tweets going on. It's going to be something like that. Because Evelyn was just keeping her composure, like, way too well.
Yeah.
And you know she wanted to get up and say something to Tammy. Like, she wanted to stab her
I
with that
her
fork.
I gave her props. That's kind of hard.
Because Tammy was doing too much.
And I felt bad when she broke into tears, because you could tell that really upset her. And I don't know if it was Susie laughing or just everything, but, you know, that's when you know. It's like, if you can say something and your friend immediately starts crying, it's too soon to joke.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
But I know you said you know Marlon and you know Ocho, so maybe you should tell them to come on the show so they can defend themselves.
Oh, I can definitely
or at
do
least
that.
Give us the inside tea, because we never hear from the men's perspective, you know?
That's
and it would
true.
Always be, it'd be interesting. We don't have any of the guys ever come through. Most of the guys don't even want to be included on the show, so.
I don't know where Chad is, though, but Marlon is in town.
Chad's in Miami, but
hit him and Shawnee up.
Yeah.
But Missy, talk to us a little bit about these like magazines you got going on, and you're a host at 102.3 KJLH on the Mixdown with
you.
Me. Yep, you co-host with me, and you help me with my spicy tips from time to
you
time.
You know, and I help you with
there.
That. You know?
But Missy, you hold it down. You got a lot going on. You are hosting parties all the time in Los Angeles, and so
I'm
I know
actually
you see
hosting
everybody.
At the Catch next Saturday. It's a gay club, so
nice.
Trying to break into that lesbian, you know, gay.
That's where the money is.
They pay good, though. Pay really good.
It's worked for Drea.
Hey, for real. Mm-hmm. Nitzy knows Drea. That's her friend.
Now
she
she's pleading
on
fifth.
It. She can't speak on it. She can't speak on it.
Yeah,
it's
I
too
can't.
Private.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
so where,
but we're good, though.
Where can we, like, find you? Like, if you have your followers want to tune in?
Oh, yeah,
or?
Yes. Instagram at Nitzy Ramos, MitsyRamos.
And your Instagram, you
Same,
know.
Instagram and Twitter is Mitzi Ramos.
So they can stay tuned for those projects.
MitziRamos.com.
Your videos, your...
Videos. Ali Boumaye just actually got released.
Wow.
So it's kind of good.
And maybe she'll land herself a baller so we could get her on Basketball Wives LA.
Oh, she if already she, got a lot of those
If she wants
her.
To pass up on
Shout
Love
out to
and
Shabazz.
Ooh. Okay, Mitzi's over here spilling the beans. Yeah, no, she has a lot of pursuers, but you know, she's playing it cool. She's trying to, you know, kind of see what's being offered her way first before she picks.
And that's the right way to do it.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Basketball Wives, the recap on AfterBuzz TV. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. I'm Rebecca Prince TV. And Mari, go away.
You can play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram at spicy_Mari. That's SPICY_MARI. Or go to thespicylife.com. And also make sure you check Mitzi and I out on 102.3 KJLH.
Every Saturday is 9 to 12.
Yep.
And she looks really sweet, but she's a freak, clearly.
Hey, no, I'm just playing.
Now we're really spilling the beans.
That is the bean spilled.
And as always, you guys, you know, if you have any questions, comments, tweet us, comment on Instagram, whatever you want to do, call in. We always, you know, appreciate hearing what the viewers think of the show, because this is, we're all fans here. So please call in, tweet, all that. We'll see you next time.
Hey, let me drink. Turn up.
Yeah.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.